you're looking for a last-minute gift, you're not sure what to get somebody, silver and gold is always a good thing. Our friends over there, again, he's been on the show a couple times. We'll have him on again. He's super smart, super well-rounded on his knowledge about coins and about the monetary system, what have you. He used to be a banker, if that tells you anything. He used to be in the banking system, and then he quit. They said, well, the real that's fake money. Real money's gold and silver. Mike over at River City Coins, Mike at River City Coins, if you're looking for gold and silver. I don't care if you live in Missouri or not. He's out of Cape, River City Coins in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. If you're close, you can pick up something. Or if you're not, he'll ship to you. And he's got great prices, and I trust him. There's a lot of gold and silver dealers. They'll put in premiums. They'll do all kinds. They'll try to steer you to coins that you really don't need, that have higher margins and what have you. I'm pretty familiar with the tricks and whatever. Mike's not like that. I've known him for a while. And if nothing else, you can get information from him. Write down this number, 573-334-1108, 573-334-1108. Call River City Coins, telling them you heard about him on the Power Hour, and ask him whatever you want. I mean, he's a great source. Start with him. Even if you don't buy from him, talk to him. Ask him. And he has offered that to our audience, and we're grateful. And we get questions and emails, so that's why we wanted to reach out to Mike and have him on, and we'd love to support him. He will steer you in the right direction and at least give you some more information to make a real solid decision. And he's got great prices. And it doesn't matter if you live somewhere else or you live locally. You can walk right in the store, either one. Mike over at River City Coins, 573-334-1108. Want to remind you of brushing your teeth. Now, we all have to brush our teeth. If everybody bought toothpaste from us, boy, we would really be able to expand, and that'd be great, right? The oral health bundle with the toothpaste and the mouthwash. We have the regular toothpaste. We have the children's and the CoQ10. I like the CoQ10, and I think the zinc one, there's an extra zinc. Or maybe that is the CoQ10. That's the one I use, is the CoQ10. But there's a couple others, and you can ask Jay about that over the Power Mall. Also, no sodium lauryl sulfate. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Say that fast three times. You don't want that in your shampoo. You don't want it in conditioner. You don't want it in your skin. So there's a hair care bundle from Vitamir also. Robert Tactalian, buy from the good guys. The Winter Wellness Bundle, oregano oil, super silver, and silver lozenges, all in a package. What a great thing to check out over at the Power Mall. Of course, all the other things that we've talked about, Strauss Heart Drops. There's a couple of new products coming up that Wayne's going to talk about momentarily. We're going to finish up with the Edmund Fitzgerald. Thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen. We're here because of you. Independent media is getting rarer and rarer. Whatever you want to call it, we're here because you're here. And so we're in this together, and we appreciate your support, and you're welcome for what we do and the guests that we bring. And so thank you. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. Remember, today, the phone lines are going to be open the rest of the week, probably not for Christmas. Not probably, they're not. And then the beginning of next week. But you can also always order on the phone. Please consider, or not phone, on the internet. So check that out. Getting back to our guest, Wayne Elliott. Been a health advocate for a long time. We're talking about a pretty amazing story, his experience with the Edmund Fitzgerald sister ship, the Homer. The Arthur B. Homer, and how they discovered the design flaw. Can you imagine that? I mean, the Edmund Fitzgerald, it was sailing for about 18 years and before that big accident with the iron ore happened. And it's just one of those things. It was a perfect storm, so to speak, and the flaw came up. And Wayne was able, through his work, through a couple other people's work, able to see what really caused, or pretty much what caused the Edmund Fitzgerald's sinking. And it was a design flaw. It was a bean counter. And not only did the designer miss it, the insurance company missed it, and the inspectors missed it, and everybody missed it. There was no drain to the side of the ship. The gaskets were leaky, and boom, that was it. And a tragedy there. A great story. Fantastic story, I should say, not great. Wayne, getting back to you, let's wrap a bow on this Edmund Fitzgerald story, then we'll get to some other exciting products that we got coming up. But give us an idea what it's like out there. I've never been out on the Great Lakes in the middle of a storm.
Well, these are big lakes. very deep lakes. Lake Erie is the shallowest, which means that's the lake I live on, the north shore of. She can whip up into a storm quicker because she's shallower, and she usually settles down faster as well after a storm. But there are hundreds and hundreds of shipwrecks on the bottom of the Great Lakes because it's when it turns to nasty, it's very much like the ocean. And I've been on ships, 600 footers and 730 footers, when the waves are, and these are light ships, Daniel. These are being towed. So they're not deep down in the water with cargo like the Edmund Fitzgerald was. That's pretty scary. That main deck isn't only so far off the water surface, and when you get the seas rolling right over the ship. So there'd have been times, you know, they couldn't come back. The guys on the front of the Fitzgerald bow could not come back to the stern to get anything to eat or vice versa, because the whole deck was awash most of the time. The boys would have been washed right over the side. And I've been out there in 30-foot seas, and I'll tell you, these 700-foot ships, it's like being on a dinky toy on a roller coaster, and it's really something how they're thrown around. Well, what was really good was, as the producers, I think it was Discovery Channel, as the producers were ready to air this show, they contacted Gordon Lightfoot. And the folks could Google the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and hear the song from Gordon Lightfoot. And the producer contacted his business manager, Lightfoot's business manager, to ask if they could use the song on the show. He refused. One of the producers knew Gordon personally, Gordon Lightfoot, and sent him a copy of the show to see for himself, and maybe he'd reconsider. Well, not only did he reconsider, he changed some words in the song to exonerate the 29 crew, which was just fabulous, I thought. That,
wow.
You know, that made me feel so good for those people to lose their loved ones, and then there's always this chance that it may have been their fault, which, as I say, I don't think any sailor believed, but nonetheless, it was out there. And what was very cool as well is they took one of these submersible submarines, and they took the ship's bell off, the original bell off the bow of the Fitzgerald, and installed another bell with the names of the 29 captain and crew. So a disaster, you know, a terrible tragedy, life lost and so forth. But you know, that was the, I guess if there was a silver lining in the cloud, that was it, that the sailors got exonerated and their families were taken out. Their families all went out on a vessel when the submarine placed the bell on the, it was a bit of a celebration, you know, years later, of course. But yeah, it's pretty wild, Daniel. The lakes can be very wild. We've been out into a lot of weather with different ships and towing them. And, it's the only concern really when you're towing. If you've done your work right, the ship's sealed up and all the oil's out of it and so forth, weather is the only nemesis, really. So, anyway, that's the story of the old Edmund Fitzgerald, and was glad that we, you know, were part of finding out what went wrong, and much to our amazement, mind you, I'm still kind of befuddled by that. But anyway, yeah, the ship breaking. And you were talking about gold and silver. I can tell you this, Daniel. My family has recycled over 150 large ships, and we have never found gold or silver doubloons, not even one on there one time. So I guess we wouldn't make it as salvage people going for treasure hunters, but we recycle the whole ships anyway, and we found some cool things, newspapers, very old stuff, you know, but no gold or silver, ever.
Well, they don't leave the gold or silver, Wayne.
they take it into the lifeboats, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There was another ship that that went down in Lake Superior. Maybe on another show we'll tell that story. It was very cool. The TV producers came back to us asking questions of what they might expect, and they had one survivor, so this is where the whole story came from. And the ship actually broke in two. He was in a lifeboat, and there was the back end still steaming away with the lights on, and so they had a bunch of questions for me, the TV producers did, and then they did some dives to see if it was actually the engineering crew in the stern trying to sail just the back end of the boat. But with what we showed them would have had to have happened, they discovered that no, that wasn't the case. And I could imagine that. You get out into that and your ship starts to break up, you know it's there's a very bad situation. So
yes, no, without question. I don't know if there's any easy transition, but if I was on that boat, my heart would probably be skipping. So let's go back to heart health. Yes, I don't know how to transition other than that. Heart transition. What is it that people don't know about their heart that they should?
Well, I think there's a lot of things, Daniel. The biggest myth, as it's called, the cholesterol myth, is this business that high blood cholesterol, you go for your blood test and they'll measure the amount of cholesterol floating in your blood. Now, floating in your blood, it's never hurt anybody, Daniel. It's only when it's stuck somewhere and restricts blood flow. And then it can cause heart attacks, strokes. It's a diabetic's biggest concern is blood flow. And diabetics can and do lose their toes and extremities, lose legs, lose their eyesight. It's kind of distressing that apparently 80% of diabetics don't know that they're at a 400 to 500 greater chance of heart attack and stroke than are those of us who are not diabetic. So blood flow is just so important. It is the most important body function. There's no doubt about it because, I mean, if you can have one of these terrible events like heart attack or stroke and die right there, or suffer with heart disease or suffer after a stroke for the rest of your life. But the other many things that can go wrong, it's countless, Daniel, really. Wherever you have blocked blood flow or restricted blood flow, you're going to have a problem. Just like I did many, many years ago, when I prepared to, for my end. So, you know, this blood cholesterol myth is the terrible thing. And, of course, the biggest selling drugs in the world today are the statin drugs, the cholesterol drugs. And this is why it's such a horrible myth. Because 8 out of 10 heart attack victims, Daniel, 8 out of 10, 80% have low blood cholesterol, just as I did when I wasn't well.
That's stunning. That is stunning.
It's pretty simple, really, though. If it's stuck somewhere and not floating in your blood to be tested, it makes perfect sense. But Western medicine hasn't subscribed to it, and they still advise people to go on the cholesterol liver shuttering pills to produce less cholesterol is the idea. There isn't one of these pills, Daniel, claims to remove any plaque or cholesterol buildup or fatty strings of cholesterol in your carotid arteries on the side of your neck. That's what will cause a stroke. So they have millions, many millions of people, hundreds of millions of people on cholesterol statin drugs because their blood cholesterol level is high. Now, they put many people on them who've had heart attack and stroke. It's just an automatic or any heart event. But the thing is, they don't claim to remove a bit of plaque. They don't claim to increase a bit of blood flow. They just purport to work by your liver producing less cholesterol. And therefore, I guess the idea is delaying the process of when you get clogged up. But it's hard for me to believe that the biggest selling drug by far in the world is, and if you read the clinical study I have on the biggest selling one, it was a failure, Daniel. It helped less than 2 of 100 people. Well, that's a failure as far as I'm concerned. When you look at the other statistic that 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol, like I did, mine was perfect. They would never have, according to them, according to the doctors, they would never have put me on a statin drug because my cholesterol was perfectly low. Well, the blood cholesterol was low because it was stuck in my arteries, veins, vessels to my ears, to my eyes. I couldn't hear in my left ear for years until I took the Strauss Heart Drops, and then in 2 weeks I could hear again.
That's amazing.
I stopped wearing eyeglasses for 5 years, which was amazing to me, plaque and cholesterol. It's the only thing I took, so it's the only thing it could be.
So this is similar. Let me ask you this. So basically cholesterol works as a repairer. So if there's some kind of blockage like calcification in your arteries, the calcium goes, or the cholesterol goes as a band-aid. So to say that the problem with your body is the cholesterol would be like blaming the gauze if you had a wound on your leg. You go, well, that gauze has got to go. There's a wound there. So, and the gauze is on the wound. We got to get rid of the gauze. It's about the same logic.
Well, it's almost like taking poison and hoping to kill somebody else. it really is. And it's so distressful to me. I know hundreds of people who have had heart disease, spoke with them, some dear friends and family. And, boy, you know, one of my good buddies, Nick, who was, he's like a dressmaker for Steel Daniel. Unbelievable welder fitter this fellow is. And he had a heart attack and had open heart surgery, got put on all kinds of pills. And as Jim Strauss used to say, they don't prolong life, they prolong death. And poor Nick, he'd make his way from the couch to the kitchen table for a cup of tea and then back to the couch, had to quit his job. Well, when I finally got him on Strauss Heart Drops many years ago, he got off all his medications, told the doctor he never wanted them again, went back to work, and he's done some incredible work in the last 8-10 years since he increased his blood flow and suffers nothing from the old heart attack or the open heart surgery. His color is even. He's just a great example of Strauss Heart Drops. People that have these problems, they get put on some very heavy pharmaceuticals, very heavy chemicals, and our body doesn't have the equipment to handle chemicals, Daniel. We don't have stainless tanks, we don't have glass lined tanks, we don't have plastic. You know, therefore, as Jim Strauss used to say, if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And for us to expect chemical drugs to fix or heal us is like taking our car to the lumber yard to try and fix with 2x4s. It won't work. You need metal, you need rubber, you need all the things a car is made from to fix it, and our bodies are no different. So, you know, these statin drugs, it just distresses me like you can't believe. I mean, Daniel, it's mega billions of dollars worth they sell of these.
Tell the story when you were there dealing in Eastern Canada, how you had people follow up with your customers and talk. And when you told me this, I couldn't believe it. You had confirmed on the phone thousands of people, over 1,000 people who had their surgery canceled. Explain that.
Ontario, just the province of Ontario where I live, we confirmed 1,200. My dad was one, I was one, my friend was one, many, but we confirmed from customers over 1,200 canceled heart bypass surgeries. They didn't have the invasive, painful open heart surgery. They just took Strauss Heart Drops, painless, economical. Not intrusive, nobody touches you, so, you know, we know that we save the Canadian government billions of dollars, with these heart drops years ago, and more importantly, those 1,200 men and women did not suffer the heart attack, did not have the open heart surgery and be half well on pharmaceuticals. So we like to think that many children got to go to college of those families, and the family didn't get split up by one of the parents passing away with a heart attack or a stroke. And I just love that. And that's, you know, that's why I'm so passionate about it, Daniel. It saved my life, changed my life, still does every day. Both my folks, so many friends, and then the thousands and thousands of customers when I was in the business from 15 to 20 years ago. That was just great rewards for me to be involved in that. And I've never stopped, as you know. I've guested on the Power Hour and many other shows over these years since. And that's my juice, really, is that it, even if you're just a messenger boy, to be some part of making people well and improving their health, there's nothing like it, Daniel.
Mm. The, if people have the ear crease, in the lobe where an earring would be, men or women, you'll see a little line develop. That's the number one indicator that you got some kind of blockage going on, and you may want to look at these Strauss Heart Drops.
Yeah, it's a better indicator than all the others put together, Daniel. Cholesterol, triglycerides, smoking, obesity, hereditary, environment, all of those put together aren't the indicator that the earlobe crease is. So, of course, when I read that, Harvard University discovered that in 1973. I read it some years later and looked at myself in the mirror. More recently, Denmark did an extensive study and it came out, of course, with the same results with the earlobe crease. So there's an easy way to check. A lot of people that I say, do you have heart trouble? They do have it because they've suffered the heart attack or whatever their ailment was. But it's right there on your ears for the most part. And nature gives us that signal. So I'm sure glad I read that. And I'm sure glad I had a dear friend. I just visited me from British Columbia this week, he and his wife. He's 80 years old now, and he told me about the heart drops, and I will always be grateful.
We got about, a minute, probably less than a minute now. We obviously, the Strauss Heart Drops is an amazing product over the Power Mall. I love when people get healthy, especially when they're in desperate situations like this. You're also an advocate for the REM sleep, and also there's a couple of new products that are coming out, CardioCom and the kidney blood pressure.
Yep.
We got about a minute for all three of those.
REM sleep. Fabulous. You know me, Daniel. I'm not from Missouri like you, but I always say I'm from Missouri, and I do my own tests, and I so far have 22 people on that REM sleep, 21 very successfully. One lady said it didn't work for her, but the other 21, it worked fantastic. PTSD, I've got an older soldier that suffered, and so fabulous product made by Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer in the United States. The Strauss company has CardioCom available the 1st of January. Now, I took this 20 years ago, Daniel, for heart arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat. And in 3 months, it fixed me. In 5 months, it fixed my dear friend Joe. He was worse off than me in every way. And that's 20 years ago. I haven't taken it since, and I don't have arrhythmia since. Same thing with the kidney blood pressure that's coming out. Took it 20 years ago for blood pressure. Haven't taken it since. Have no blood pressure issues.
Exciting.
So.
Exciting. Got to run.
Stuff.
As always, Wayne Elliott. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Wayne.
Same to all of you. Thank you.
God bless you. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Billy D on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We have a couple days before Christmas. Obviously, there's a lot of anticipation about the next year or so, the election coming up. There's a lot of uncertainty. I hope that you have gained as much from this show and being here, this broadcast, as I have. And in some ways, that's impossible because, you know, one, I'm here every day. I'm on, or just about every day. And I get to meet these people. The person who has changed the most over the last 2, 3, 4 years or so, I'm sure is me in this. And I want to say thank you to everybody for, you know, I wasn't, and let's be honest, I wasn't ready for the show to take over the show when Joyce died. I mean, it's just one of those things. It just, you know, who was, if I didn't do it, who was going to do it kind of thing. And, you stuck with us. Some people didn't. A lot of people didn't. GCN was terrible and there was a lot of, problems there and they tried to steal the show and just, what have you, allegedly. more than allegedly. And, you know, this time I know I've said some before, but it's the end of the year. You start to take stock and what you're grateful for. I want you to understand how much you, the audience, means to our family, my wife, our children. We talk about you. We think about you. We pray about you. We, excited for the different guests, excited to have different information. We love your point of view. We love your perspective. We love your suggestions. And we need them. So I just want to say thank you. I want to make sure I'm very grateful this time. It's coming towards the end of the year, the start of a new one in the Greco-Roman calendar. You know, like that's any good, but you know, the Greco-Roman calendar. And I know that there'll probably, most people listening, you have family to go to and you'll be dealing with them, and sometimes it's the most stressful time. I hope that some people don't have anybody to hang out with. I know that we're thinking about you and we're praying for you and with you. And no matter where you go, you're never alone. Your Creator is always with you. Divinity is always in you. God is always with you. And even if you don't think that or feel that, I mean, it's self-evident because of who you are. And the war in this world is a war of characterization. Who are you? And the schools have pretty successfully eroded the culture of the United States and convinced children that we are evolved from monkeys or what have you. This is, so as we go into 2020, I want, as your number one gift that I can give to you, is I hope that you have a sense different, at least different than what the world and what schools are telling you of who you are. You may not believe it, everything you say, everything I say here. I don't believe everything my wife says, so, you know, I always use that. I'm sure we disagree on lots of things. But we're together of one mind, and we're unified on our desires, I believe, for our children, for our future. And I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for Todd, all he does. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I was sitting there waiting to go on the broadcast, and the technicians, the producers from GCN, they wouldn't even answer me. I'm sitting there. I didn't even know when the music stopped or started, if I was going to be on live or not. Because sometimes I wasn't. Sometimes, I mean, it was crazy. Todd has been fantastic to work with. We're grateful for the switch we made. We probably should have made it a lot sooner. You guys have supported us. We've got new audience, Rents Network. Grateful to Jeff Rents for having us. He encouraged us to switch a long time ago, and we're happy that we have. He's been great to work with. Todd has been great to work with. You who are listening, you are, in a lot of ways, a maverick. You're an out-of-the-box thinker. You're not afraid to examine things from different perspectives and come up with your own conclusions. You are the antidote to what we're seeing, a post-truth world. You, generally, the people listening, that's why Joyce used to say it's all about the truth. That's why it's all about the truth. You know, sometimes people don't understand what that is. What that really means is you have the intellectual honesty to pursue truth, to pursue the real meaning of your lives and what will help you and what will bless your family. That is the antidote to the illusion that is being sold throughout government. Government never does anything. Like Pastor Butch said the other day, they're a leech. They're a leech. Government's a leech. It doesn't build anything. It destroys everything. That's all it does. That's all it can do. And like what George Washington said, it's a terrible servant, a fearful master, or something like fire in a ring or something like that. I can't remember the exact quote. So many great quotes by our founding fathers, but we got to keep it in a ring or it'll burn down the whole neighborhood. And the whole neighborhood is our future, our happiness, and our rights. Your rights come from your Creator. This is self-evident. The philosophy of our founders, that if God didn't want you to act for your happiness and to judge and to be able to use your intellect and speak and to develop things for your survival, then he wouldn't have framed it this way. Who's responsible for your survival? Who is the only person that can be responsible for your survival? You. Unless, you know, you're a child, then your family's responsible for you, or some people got handicaps or whatever, other people are responsible. But normally, you're an adult. The only person who can be responsible for your survival is you. So then natural law, this is the founder's philosophy. Natural law dictates that you have to have the reason and the exercising of your reason that God gave you for your very survival. Not even truth or any, just your survival. So because you have to look at the world and make decisions and judge and to extract knowledge for you to continue and you to then pursue happiness for your life. The great Declaration of Independence does not say life, liberty, and happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Something is programmed in us, is endowed in us, for this desire to look at the world, to create, to be like our creator, and to create ourselves, and to see a plot of land and think, you know what, I'm going to cut down these trees, I'm going to clear this land, I'm going to have a garden right here, I'm going to get my mule, I'm going to go get me a mule, I'm going to go trade, I'm going to work, I'm going to trade to get a mule, and I'm going to dig some trenches to plant garden, and then the trees I cut down, I'm going to plane them, and I'm going to build a little house, and I'm going to live there, and that's going to, for my survival, for my betterment, that I will love that. If I don't do anything, I'm not going to love that. So, why did the founders hate socialism so much? Well, it's antithesis of all that dynamic, of that natural law. That is a natural law, and it's self-evident, and it's a truth. You know, you've heard we live in a post-truth world. Of course the government wants to get rid of truth, because they want to get rid of those truths, because they want to then be the source and take the responsibility for your life. That's socialism. Why did our founders hate socialism? One, because it goes against natural law. Two, because it's stealing. Three, because it's coveting your neighbor. It's against the Ten Commandments. Really, the founders said things like this. I'm not making this up. This is the basis of our culture. This is the basis of the American experiment, whatever you want to say. So when people at school say, an 11-year-old says, I don't want to have children, and people in the bathroom doing all kind of things, and I know way too much about things I shouldn't know anything about. You're destroying the virtue, and you're manipulating the virtue. And as you manipulate virtue and people are not able to make virtuous choices, then you're also manipulating liberty. Because if people, you cannot legislate morality. You can protect morality. Government can protect morality. It cannot force morality. The big difference. And that's really government's only purpose, is to protect those rights. So what is the most important morality? The most important morality is that you protect the divine endowment of your creator. That's the most important morality. There is nothing more immoral than if that gets out of balance. Because not only are you now treading on an individual, you're treading on creation. You're offending God. And so as we look across the landscape of our society, and we see especially the major cities, we're seeing the poverty, we're seeing the disease, we're seeing the disruption, you're seeing a lack of morality. You're seeing a lack of virtue. The freedom has been manipulated. The government comes in and then supports the immorality, does not protect morality. Why, how do I say that? We talk about abortions, how little babies are allowed to be murdered. We can talk about Planned Parenthood, how 11-year-olds know way too much of things that they shouldn't. 4-year-olds are told that they're not boys or girls, that they can choose their gender, all these things. What does it do? It manipulates their morality. It manipulates their virtue. Just read the writings of George Washington. You know, I went on the internet, and there's a very strong quote about morality. Several of them, actually, by other the founders. I mean, this is common. I mean, this idea, morality can't be in government. Are you kidding me? You obviously have not read the founders' writings very much and what they thought in their debates. Because they thought government's role was to protect morality and make sure morality could flourish, and that government was actually had a responsibility to then teach morality at some level. You don't believe me? Read their writings. Don't believe me. So that when they tell you this, because why? Because they knew the irrefutable truth. If there's no morality, there's no virtue. If there's no virtue, there's no liberty. If there's no liberty, there's no virtue. If there's no virtue, there's no morality. They're all inseparably connected, endowed by our Creator, certain unalienable rights. These rights are there for us to then pursue our existence and to exercise the dominion that granted us by our Creator. This is self-evident. If God did not want it to be that way, then he would not have given us those abilities and those capabilities. So what's the most damning idea that's ever been introduced to our children? This idea that we're evolved from some primordial soup and we're nothing but a genetic accident. That is the most damning. And it affects every level of our culture and our existence, including our law. Well, if men and women, now there's nothing certain. There is no truth. Do you get it? See how this is evolving? How it's continuing to evolve and how they're using, there's elements within our culture that are continuing to evolve this. And now, well, if there is no truth, there is no boys or girls, well, then you can be any gender. Well, there is no, why is there marriage? There is no marriage. There is no this. There is no that. There is no importance of these things. There is no virtue. There's morality. Then there's no freedom. Then to maintain order out of chaos. See, this is all Luciferian. At its core. That's why I'll say it. Anybody wants to debate me, anybody who wants to refute what I'm saying, they are wrong on this. Socialism is the beginning of Luciferianism, and to its fulfillment is exactly Luciferianism. The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the setup of the United States is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the continuation of it is the fulfillment of Jesus Christ. That's not my words. Again, that's the founder's words said that. Almost verbatim. Patrick Henry, John Adams said that exactly. That's not my ideas. That's their ideas. And my gift is that I understand what they mean. Lucifer saw God. You want to know why we're under attack? Why this show's under attack and the spiritual forces and whatever? Because I'm telling you, we can't find our guest. We can't get our guests. We had a mix-up on the time. It's a different time zone or what have you. I don't know. I'm sorry that we couldn't get Billy. I was really looking forward to meeting him. So I was going to do more news, but I just wanted to say a little Christmas thing. When, in our existence, most America, the central theme is the Bible. We can use that. We can use other historical references. Certainly, I've talked about the Greek mythology, Roman mythology. There's the concept and idea that our Creator gave fire to man, gave divinity to man. And that part of heaven, so to speak, or whatever you want to use to make the point here, the Christian belief is Lucifer. So Lucifer was an angel in the presence of God and said, "What are you doing? You are condemning these people to a life of misery by giving them choice." And God is saying, no, this is how creation is built. All of creation, it can't exist without the freedom and free will and choice. You cannot control it because then, the creation won't even continue. All of creation will implode. Do you understand that? The scientific, the quantum level of what that means. If there is no choice, if there is no opportunity for growth, if there is no man and woman, I mean, just as simple as there is no man and woman, they don't come together, they don't unify and then have children. Creation does, it stops. Mankind stops. If everybody's homosexual, there are no children. Do you see that? I mean, that's people can argue about what they want to do or don't do or what have you. That's whatever. That's a totally different argument than if our government is going to proliferate a certain lifestyle, that lifestyle is destructive of creation and society. They can't do that. They're working against society and the destruction of society. All these things, the Bill of Rights, I mean, I was pretty hard on the police and the first on the news, but they're institutionally, I had a huge discussion with one of my in-laws about this. I said the police habitually and routinely violate the Bill of Rights every day by right, by matter of policy. And she said, no, they don't, you know, with that look. And, you know, I'm not wanting to start a war with my in-laws or whatever, but I, you know, just very politely, I've said this story several times, but this is important. I said, do you know what the Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights is? No. Do you know what the Second Amendment? No. Do you know what any of the amendments to the Bill of Rights? I said, I'm not trying to offend you, but how in the world do you know if they offend the Bill of Rights, if they violate the Bill of Rights, if you don't know what the Bill of Rights is? So this opportunity of who you are, who are you? My sister-in-law, by her statement, she doesn't understand the law and who she is. That's why I've been begging you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. Because most of the people listening to the show are Christian. If you're not, that's okay. I'd say the vast, certainly 99 point whatever percent are decent moral people. Doesn't matter. Christian, moral, have these kind of virtues. You value these virtues. If you don't know who you are and how the law protects you, what is your frame of mind? So the war becomes the characterization of who you are. Lucifer looks at mankind and says, God made a mistake, should have never given choice to mankind. God has condemned them to misery. Why do we have to go through all this misery? There can be peace. There can be order if you just do what I say. Does this not sound like socialism to you? Oh, for the greater good. If you just do what I said, just give us your money, and then we're smarter than you. We can direct your lives and poor. We don't want the poor. You give us your dominion, part of your dominion that has been given to you by God. You give it to me, and then I will make sure that Timmy eats or whatever, or Susie or whatever. It's immoral for Susie and Timmy not to eat. So you give me your dominion, and then I'll let Timmy and Susie eat. That's what the government says. And the power, the dominion given to you by a creator, then goes to the government. Okay. Yes, on some level, it's immoral for Timmy and Susie not to eat if they are capable and trying to work and are trying to in this place that God has given us, and especially in this country of such prosperity. Yes, at a certain level, it is immoral if Timmy and Susie don't eat. But it is not. It is infinitesimally immoral in relation to the government at the point of a gun forcing the dominion of God away from you. In fact, it's so much more immoral, it's not even worth talking about Timmy and Susie. There is nothing as immoral as a government or a group of people using quote-unquote government, quote-unquote authority, which it's none of those things, natural law. That this is what the founder says in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Government's only purpose is to protect these rights. So when government, read Thomas Jefferson, when government acts on anything, when they say law can be just the tyrant's will. We're not talking about law, we're talking about natural law. So then when government, at the point of a gun, people get together, use the government as a will to then impose their will on you and take your dominion, which God has given you, for really for your survival, for your happiness, for your joy, really for creation, even further than that. It's for all of creation. All of creation cannot continue if you do not have, this world does not have the ability to choose and direct and magnify that spark that is inside you. And if you do not have the spark that is inside you, then there is no creation anyway. You have to be able to manifest the divinity within you, or creation stops and chaos and disorder and corruption. That includes liberty and that includes virtue. So the founders would look at our society today and they'd see these cities and everything that goes on, and they'd see, oh, poverty, disease, killings, blah, 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 all these things. They're a result of the violation of the dominion and the erosion of liberty and the erosion of virtue at the same time. What role has government taken and played in this? A huge role. A massive role. So when I say things like, you know, the guy in Utah, this ex-special forces, they came at 3 or 4 in the morning. He didn't know who they were. He shot every one of the police. His only mistake was he didn't kill them all, because then they lied about what happened, and then they put him in jail for 20 years. You tell me what's more immoral. You tell me what's more satanic. So Luciferianism is collectivism. Let's collect what? What does collectivism want to collect? What does the United Nations want to collect? It wants to collect your will. It wants to collect your dominion. It wants to collect the divinity within you and use you. Use what God has given you to manipulate you into giving it to them, or forcing you, even worse, forcing you into giving it to them, so then they can enact their will upon the world for the good of the world. So, quote unquote. You tell me that's not Lucifer, that's not satanic. Go ahead. Tell me now that you can steal money from Paul to pay Peter so Peter can eat. You tell me if that's not Luciferian. You tell me. Go ahead and tell me that's not immoral now. The founders screamed at the top of their lungs. They risked their fame, their fortune, and their sacred honor, their name. They risked their blood, because all they wanted to do was be free and not be told what to do. They were so inflicted with this passion, this idea. John Locke was a huge part of this. The interview with C. Bradley Thompson, his book, America's Revolutionary Mind. I highly, highly, highly recommend America's Revolutionary Mind. Even if you put it as a gift, or if you put it as a late Christmas gift or a birthday gift, even if you use it in your house as a book stop, to have this, or a doorstop, to have this book in your home. Because these concepts and these ideas and the truths that our founders discovered, and you understand how hard it is for a culture, what a miracle it is for as a culture, a significant enough part of a culture to come to these conclusions and work on these. And it really was seeded because George Whitefield went around in the 1740s preaching to people that God, man did not have, the king did not have an exclusive right to speak to God. God is actually concerned about you, and you are then accountable for your relationship to your fellow man. That idea, the Great Awakening, that is the Great Awakening, made it impossible in people's minds as it sank in to be like, well, why is monarchy telling me what to do? What authority do they have? It's the same thing. What authority does Lucifer have to manipulate and take my dominion and take my life and direct my life to do something, quote unquote, for the greater good? What is the greater good to the founders? What is the greatest good? The greatest good is that the most people have the opportunity to exercise virtue and liberty in the pursuit of their life and their happiness and their freedom. That's it. Because why? Because that, then that explodes creation, and that is the best use. You talk about use of resources. The best use of resources is somebody owns it and that they magnify it and do with it what they see fit. That's a natural law. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you here. I love you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you. I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be successful. I want you to be free as God intends you. And for all those things to happen, you must understand these principles. I don't know. It's lucky that I've been able to talk about this, I guess. I hope that it means something to you. It's everything. There's nothing more important. Your life isn't more important than this. Just ask Patrick Henry. Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not, of course, others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. These questions, these conflicts are coming to a head all over. Virginia's one of them. And we must stand. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. God bless you. See you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.